In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Daniela Gerbasi. Hello, Daniela.
Hi, it's wonderful to be here.
Where do you live in the Hudson Valley?
I actually live in Yorktown Heights, but currently I'm a freshman at Siena College in Albany.
Now, are you studying music at Siena?
I'm actually studying English education, but I'm continuing my music on the side, of course. I'm practicing every day in the dorm room, so.
Okay, does that drive your roommate crazy?
Well, actually, she's not here when we do it. We got a good schedule, though.
So you have something to fall back on. Is that kind of the plan? You get the education, Make sure you have a, you know, bigger cushion?
Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about English. I've been writing for as long as I can remember, and writing's a huge outlet for me. So I'm very passionate about my career path, but music is something that I'm always going to be keeping with me. Mm-hmm. So I get the best of both worlds, you know.
It is. And that said, what is your best case scenario for Daniela Gerbasi in your career?
That's a tough question. My best case scenario would probably be I would be an English teacher, possibly working with special education students, and all my songs would be listened to by everyone around the world while I'm pursuing what I love. That would be the best case scenario for me.
Wow, you have a mature, wonderful attitude about that. But you're not very old. How old are you?
I'm 18.
When did music and songwriting start for you, though?
So I started singing when I was 8 years old, so I've been doing it for a while. But songwriting actually didn't start until pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
Over quarantine, you know, we were stuck inside, and I've always wanted to write music. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I never was able to get a knack for. And then eventually, the timeline's probably November 2020, I wrote my first song, and it was a very small song. And then ever since that moment, I was able to get a lot of mini songs out, and I came up with Someone You Weren't At All, and this was really like the big song for me that allowed the creative juices to keep flowing. And since then, I've been able to use a variety of instruments to keep writing. But writing is a pretty recent thing for me.
Do you write a lot of songs? You always got one in your head?
Yeah. Writing music is the way I use it to navigate every instance in my life. Any experience I'm going through, anything I'm enduring, songwriting really helps me get through that. So I have a bunch of little songs, but some of them don't make the cut and others do.
You say it helps you navigate through life. Have you had some tough times in your 18 years?
Yeah, I think that people undermine the challenges of the youth. And, you know, I go through my daily challenges every single day with a variety of instances. But songwriting, just singing in general, has just allowed me to find my voice. And it's allowed me to express myself in more ways than one.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Daniela Gerbasi. Daniela, do you keep a journal?
Yes. Oh, I have a songwriting journal. I have a regular journal, everything. Everything's running out.
I don't know why I asked that, but I got the impression the way you're talking and the passion you have for writing, music and prose and that kind of thing, you would be keeping a journal.
I do keep a journal. You are right about that.
A lot of live shows, either in Albany, or are you doing live shows in the Westchester area?
Yeah, so I've done a bunch of shows back at home. I did recently just move here, so I'm trying to get a feel for the area first, and I'm hoping within the next couple of months I can try to book some live shows on campus, outside of campus, and restaurants and such. Especially as I release more and more music, I'll have more stuff to showcase to the public.
I get the impression that you were probably like a musical theater nerd in high school, like the drama club.
How
and that kind of thing.
Did you know? I actually did private theater when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
Up until I graduated high school. I don't do the program on campus. We don't really have a big one here, but I did do musical theater a lot in high school. You seem like you could predict things very well.
Gee, I could do this for a living. I could be a mind reader for a living is what I could probably be doing. What musical would you want to be in? If we could drop you into a famous musical, what would it be, Daniela Gerbasi?
Are you familiar with the show Rent?
Sure.
I did that when I was 15. I would do that show every single day if I possibly could. It's just one of my favorites.
Do you have a day job, Daniela?
I work on campus. I'm an office assistant at the moment. Back at home, though, I worked at this local place called Pizzazzles. It was a place where kids would come. There would be drop-off events, so I work a lot with kids, and that was also really good because I got to perform for children and do little skits for them and stuff. So that was my job back at home, but right now I'm an office assistant, which is pretty nice. It's a good day job.
I get the impression you're a mature 18-year-old. Let's hear about the song Someone You Weren't At All. It sounds like somebody's getting catfished, something like that.
Not exactly someone's catfishing you, but more so you're creating this idea of someone in your mind and they just didn't live up to it. It's that kind of thing.
Okay. And well, it's a good one. I'm glad you wrote it. I'm happy to play it for you. Is there a website or anywhere where people can find out more about Daniella, Daniella Gerbasi, Gerbasi?
Yes, you can. I have a music page on Instagram, which is just my name, Daniella Gerbasi Music. I'm also on TikTok. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. I'm on pretty much all music platforms. So you could just search her by name. You could see someone you weren't at all there. But I'm also hoping to release some more music within the next couple months that you'll be able to find there, too.
Fantastic. Here's the song called Someone You Weren't at All by Daniella Gerbasi. Good luck, Daniella. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you so much.